We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Hello, Sydney High School fans. The Warriors football game on a Friday night is on the air.
Hello, Harpersville football fans. Hornets football is on the air.
I'm Harry Graves, and it's time for Tri-Town High School football on your station for sports, WCDO.
I'm Anthony Beers, and today we're at the Sydney High School football field for Sydney's homecoming, and we're just moments away from kickoff for the contest between the Sydney Warriors and the Harpersville Hornets.
This is going to be the only game this weekend. Normally we would have a doubleheader for you, but all of the area teams are playing this evening, so tomorrow you get to listen to all of the current hits and a few of the past hits on FM 101 and AM 1490.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right there on Route 7 in Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season.
Well, we made the remark to each other a bit ago that this was going to be an interesting ball game because it is one of those league games and a crucial league game. We have the Sydney Warriors and the Harpersville Hornets both playing in Division 7 of Section 4, along with Candor, Oxford, Seton Catholic Central, and Tioga. Most people get together, chew the fat about football, decide who's good, who we're watching, who is likely to be one of the teams that we could beat this year, all of those kinds of discussions. And everybody says, Sydney, Tioga, Harpersville, and I know you were saying that you felt that this could be a humdinger tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the matchup between two very different style teams, and most importantly, see the Harpersville offensive line against the Sydney defensive line. I think that'll be a key matchup in tonight's game.
Well, we will see what is going to be. You know, they say whatever will be, will be. We'll be right back with the look at the starting lineups and a little bit more chatter coming up on Friday Night Football on your station for sports. The Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
This week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans, it's the start of our very exciting $20 gift certificate giveaway. Every time you shop, just present your Great American Frequo Shopper card to our cashiers. Our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases and print it out on the bottom of each receipt. Spend $400 between now and November 9th and we will give you a free $20 Great American gift certificate. Spend $800 and we'll give you two $20 gift certificates. It's that easy. Just in time to help with your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you wish. It's our way of giving back to all our loyal shoppers. While shopping in our stores this week, check out some of these other great deals. Fresh family pack Mountain Air chicken leg quarters, only 69 cents a pound. And fresh Shady Brook Farms hotel style turkey breast, a fantastic price of $1.19 a pound. And as always, we're available 24/7 at shopgreatamerican.com. There you'll find other great specials like $5 off our $50 purchase coupon. Click and print, save $5. A listing of all of our great meat bundles and party platters, along with fruit baskets, takeout menu, and our delicious 2 and 4 foot subs. It's all just a click away at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport. Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Nineveh has a fall hydrangea sale you can't miss. Choose from 3-gallon vanilla strawberry hydrangeas for only $24.95. Blushing Bride for just $27.95. Twist and Shout only $29.95. And 4-gallon pink diamond tree form hydrangeas are a low $44.95. Great fall color and hardy for our area. They also have a large variety of hardy mums, as well as a nice selection of trees and shrubs. Mention this ad and save an additional 10% off your order. Click on enchantedgardens.us. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 Nineveh. Family owned since 1986. Call 693-2755. Mention this ad and save an additional 10%.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Ant-Man, both of these teams happened to come into this ballgame off wins. The hometown Sydney Warriors went over to Oxford last Friday night in a game that you and I did. They came home 46-6 winners over the Oxford Blackhawks. Harpersville ended up going against Seton Catholic Central. They ended up winning that one by a 43-22 score. Starting lineups, man.
Starting lineups for tonight's game. We'll start with Sydney on the offensive line. The center is Zach Nages, number 51, senior. And at guards, Raven Severino and Bryant Gray. At tackle, Austin Dean, number 75. And at right tackle, Kai Sabata, number 55. Tight ends in tonight's game are Jordan Constable, number 5, and Dylan Rutenberg, number 81. And under center for the Warriors, Patrick Vibbard, quarterback, number 10. And in the backfield, Bill Kozak will return to the team, number 4, and Tanner Shunk, number 8, Brandon Bissett, number 20. As for the visiting team, the starting offensive line will include center Silas Weckel, number 66, guards Sean Sweet, number 67, and Scott Gregory, number 70, tackles Tyler Gates, number 71, and Brad Bender, number 76, along with tight ends John Andrews, number 26, and Dylan Smith, number 22. Under center for Harpersville is Devin Dean, the junior quarterback, number 6. And in the backfield is power back Andrew Kimmel, number 34. And the speedy back Stephen Lee, number 7. And Cody Snow, number 15.
Well, we made mention of the fact a little bit earlier that there will be no high school broadcast tomorrow coming up because all of the nearby teams are playing this evening. It is going to be Green playing over at Dryden, just up the road. Bainbridge-Guilford taking on the Unitego Spartans. Deposit Hancock is up at Unadilla Valley tonight. Candor is over at Oxford. They're the really nearby teams. You could also go up a couple of divisions and look at the contest between Windsor and Norwich. That is going on this evening also. And, of course, elsewhere in Section 4, a lot more games. What kind of game are you expecting to see? On the ground, in the air, push and shove? What do you expect to see?
I'm expecting to see all of that, Harry, because the interesting thing about this matchup is that there are two very different style teams. I think Harpersville, if they can, would like to keep it on the ground, even though they've shown they have the ability to throw when they need to. And Sydney is coming off a new offensive scheme last week with a hurry-up run by Patrick Vibbard. So we'll see how the teams come out, and we'll see how the teams respond after the first half.
Well, they are beginning to bump up the noise a little bit as they're trying to create the excitement here. at Alumni Field in Sydney, New York, and I think what we'll do is rather than fight the noise, we'll just concede defeat. And we'll go back and do some of the station's official business. You're listening to Sports on a Friday Night. It's football. Tri-County size. Listen to WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955. For a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Hey, fellow New Yorkers, how would you like to go on an 8-day cruise for just $150? Call Catskill Travel in Sydney and ask about the incredible Carnival Cruise Special for New Yorkers. From New York to Florida and the Bahamas, 8-day cruise. Rates as low as $150 per person plus taxes. Select sailings only between September 2013 to February 2014. Don't delay, they won't last. Call Catskill Travel in Sydney. 563-2156. 563-2156. Lots of other cruise deals, plus 5 nights in Vegas with air for just $549 per person. Now available at Catskill Travel, Main Street, downtown Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
We're specialists.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So, Anthony, one of the interesting things that I find when I look at the comparison of these teams, if I look at the overall record, not the league record, both of these teams have one loss and no, or one victory and no losses in league play. However, Harpersville comes in unbeaten at 3-0. Sydney had a single non-league loss early in the season. They're 2-1. But if I look at the comparison of points, and they have not played common opponents, so this is not a good judgment. When we look at Harpersville, they have outscored the competition rather handily. 89 points that they have scored compared to 36 for the opposition, which, you know, comes out to be 2.5 points to 1, something like that. Sydney has scored 118 points, but they have given up 78, so you're seeing a much tighter comparison in that particular department. We have the Harpersville Hornets, who will be receiving, as they have had the flip of the coin out in the center of the field, and we are going to be having ourselves football coming up in just a moment or two.
I'm excited for this one, Harry. How about yourself?
Why should I assume anything other than excitement? Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of both Section 4 and WCDO. So we have dark jerseys for the home team, so that is maroon uniforms for the Sydney Warriors and very bright white numerals. For the home team, it is the light color, so white jerseys, but the Harpersville Hornets have very dark both numbers and also their trousers. I heard an interesting comment before as they were looking at this game, and everybody is looking for it. Everybody's looking for it. Billy Kozback's back. We're going to have ourselves a good game, and teeing up the football right now, we happen to have number 74. That is going to be Connor Hitchcock.
And the kick is off, and it's going to be picked up by Harpersville, but no return on the play at about the 32-yard line.
Ball nice scramble for a loose ball, it looks like. And it's going to be no excitement, so as a result, it looks like it is going to be a Harpersville possession, and play is going to be starting way back down at the 25, and now they're going to say it's 31. If I get my eyes going in the right direction, we can see that.
Devin Dean lining up under center for Harpersville. Kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, play fake, looks to throw, goes deep with it, falls in the air, and incomplete.
Yeah, it's a long, long pass down there. And if we happen to look at the men who are off and running for the Sydney Warriors, there was defense all the way. The intended receiver for Harpersville just never could get out in the clear, but the pass that time was a long one that Devin Dean just overpowered everybody.
Second and long for the Hornets as they trot the line of the scrimmage. Devin Dean under center, kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, hands it up to Stephen Lee for a gain of about 2.
So Stephen Lee, who has been a workhorse for year after year after year. In fact, I was looking at some of our award winners, and I noticed that Stephen Lee was an award winner in, I think, our all-purpose award back 2 years ago. So not last year, but the year before that. He is valuable.
Third and about 8 for the Hornets. 2 receivers set. And it's a quarterback keep. He's running with it. And Dean is fighting his way for as many yards as possible, but he'll be tackled short of the first down marker.
Yeah, he may be short of the first down marker, but he is still in very good field position. He will get up to about the 39-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down, but only a very short 1 yard. This is one of those that could be tempting, not necessarily the smart thing to do.
Dean takes a minute to look at his coach on the sidelines as Harpersville appears to be lining up for the punt.
Yeah, Cody Snow going off the field. one of the reserves coming in. And with that, somebody blows across the Sydney line, and that could be first down right there. We'll wait and see what the official call is.
A lot of movement up front as the officials gather together in the middle of the field to make their decision.
Well, certainly everybody on the Harpersville field feels that it was against the Sydney Warriors. Now we will see. Yep,
and
the official is turning in that direction. And he will march off five against the Sydney Warriors, which will move the ball up across the 45 to about the 46-yard line.
And that's an automatic first down for Harpersville as they break out of the huddle. Devin Dean lines up his team with four receivers set on this play. Devin Dean in the shotgun.
Yeah, Kevin Hiller split way off to the near side.
Dean takes a snap, looks to throw quickly, and that ball is overthrown, incomplete.
Yeah, the intended receiver that time, it looks like our old buddy John Andrews way over on the far side. That was out about the arm's length in front of him, and he, even with his speed, was not able to catch up to it.
So Dean will bring his team to the line for second and long. He trots back onto the field with the play from Coach Petrus.
Some of the press box boys were saying that they haven't seen the Sydney field looking this good in many years. It looks to be in great shape tonight.
Dean takes a snap for a quick handoff over the middle to Kimmel. Bodies his way through.
Andrew Kimmel just puts his head down. He puts that thing in low gear and he just churns forward. Didn't get great yardage that time, but he gets up very close to the 50-yard line, so a pickup of, maybe we'll call it two, not much more than that.
So it'll be another third and long situation for the Hornets as they approach the line of scrimmage, and Dean is under center with a power back set and one receiver to his left, kicks a man in motion, has a play fake right, avoids a defender, and is scrambling and tucks it and runs and picks up the first down.
Yeah, he just simply ran out of bounds. He knew he was just a good, heady quarterback that time. He knew how far he had to get. And then rather than be greeted by a whole host of Sydney Warriors, he simply ran out of bounds. He's down now close to the 40-yard line in Sydney Warrior territory. We'll call it about the 41, 41 and a half. Just a good, smart play by Devin Dean.
And a nice run at that for Mr. Dean as he approaches the line of scrimmage yet again. Another first down for the Hornets on their opening drive of tonight's game. Under center is Dean. Takes a snap. It's a pitch option play, but he elects to hold it and goes down after a short gain.
Yeah, he gets across the 40, now down to probably the 39, 39 and a half yard line. Only a gain of a couple of yards if you actually look at it. Cody Snow has been going in motion every single time, but he has not yet figured into the play.
And that is the Harpersville offense, always about their motion men in the backfield, trying to confuse the Sydney defensive line as to who has the football and which play.
Michael McMillan comes in from the far sideline for the Harpersville Hornets. Once again, they're going to have Cody Snow split out way out to the near side, McMillan to the far side.
Dean under center, hands off to Lee, who breaks free and is tripped up after picking up a first down.
Yeah, but it's Stephen Lee for 10, and that's a very hard-fought 10. He picked the left side of the line that time, found a hole, squirted on through it, and as a result, it's another first down for the Hornets as they are down to about the 26-yard line.
And the Hornets' offensive line having some success against a feared Sydney defensive line on their opening drive. Dean lines up under center. One receiver to his left, two men in the backfield. He hands it off to Lee, and he scoots on, and he couldn't even tell there.
He's inside the 10. It's Stephen Lee that time. After so many runs with short yardage, this time managed to get about 15. As Mr. Lee is down inside the 10, we'll call it 8.5 maybe. It's going to be first and goal to go.
And it appears that Harpersville will
be
taking a timeout.
The Hornets are going to take a quick timeout. It's Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, you can always tell when the next play is about to start. The water boys come off the field first. The coaches are still out there getting their last digs in, but the water boys break to the near sideline. We do have men warming up for the Sydney Warriors on the near side as everybody wants to make sure they've got their arm ready to go. But now we're ready to go on the field.
First and goal for the Warriors. The referee signals it's time to play, and Dean takes a snap, and it's a toss right. Lee has a blocker. He's running with it, and he cuts it upfield, and he's brought down inside the five.
Yeah, Stephen Lee that time came to the near sideline. He went right. He pushed very, very hard. But there again, you're always looking for that little opening. He never found the opening, but he still manages to pick up probably about half of what he needed to get the TD.
New Michael play. McMillan coming on the field for the next play.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And Dean lines up his squad with three men in the backfield, kicks Lee in motion, gives him the ball, cuts it up, and there it is. Touchdown, Dean.
Yeah, there was no doubt about it. Stephen Lee was in motion that time, and he took the handoff, and he found a hole right in the center line and just went through. And I don't say he was untouched, but he was certainly not deflected at all. He went in standing up, literally. So that touchdown coming at 7:50 of the first period. As we have the first blood in this ball game drawn by Harpersville.
And that time, the motion man, Lee, actually receiving the football after he was kicked pre-snap. And Harpersville line up for a two-point conversion. And he takes a snap and gives it to Lee again, but this time he breaks a tackle in the backfield and walks into the left side of the end zone.
Steve Lee on the point after attempt. 8-0 is the score. Now I will ask you, would you have anticipated this score at this point of the ball game?
I wouldn't have anticipated Harpersville to score so quickly with their ability to run the ball, but a couple stop clock situations here and there with the penalties, and overall an excellent drive by Harpersville.
Yeah, but if nothing else, it's a confidence booster. We'll be back with more football for you on a Friday night on your station for sports, the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito. Our people make energy different.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Anthony, we see the kickoff, and it is not going to be excellent field position for the Sydney Warriors.
Sydney Warriors didn't have much return room there, but tackled inside the 35 on about the, let's call it the 32-yard line, as Vibbard lines up for his opening series for the Sydney Warriors. And he's in the gun, kicks a motion man, and takes the snap. It was a high one, but he's able to bring it down, and it's Kozak, who is tackled after a short gain.
If we happen to look at the line that these backs are working behind, Austin Dean, Raven Severino, Zach Natchez, it is Bryant Gray and Kai Sabata for the Sydney Warriors in this, the fourth game of the 2013 season.
Dibbard continuing to run that hurry-up offense, takes a snap, and there's a flag, and the play is blown dead.
Yeah, he put Tanner Shuck in motion that time, and then we saw flags both ends of the field, this sideline and the far sideline. They're going to turn it around and walk it off against the Sydney Warriors.
That's going to be a false start against Sydney and a loss of 5 yards to bring up second and long, and this time the Warriors will huddle up.
A reminder, we do not have a football game for you tomorrow on WCDO, so if you enjoy your music, you're getting lots of it all day on Saturday.
Dibbard looks around at his four-receiver set, and he has Kozak in the backfield. Takes a snap, drops back to pass, rolls right, and throws, and that is overthrown just out of reach of Dylan Ruttenberg.
Yeah, that time Patrick Bibber got a little bit of pressure, and he tried to get out of it with a very quick pass, and he actually managed to overthrow Dylan Ruttenberg. But it was a good thing because there were a lot of white uniforms around Ruttenberg.
And Sydney is going to have a third and long here as Vibbard lines up and takes a snap and drops back to pass, throws it quickly, incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete. At third and about 12, it looked like it was going to be one of those situations where they might try the quick little pass and then go for the downs on the run. That time the pass came in a little bit shy of the intended receiver, and he was pretty much already down by the time he reached back to get the football. It's going to bring up a fourth and kicking situation.
So the Warriors will line up to punt, and the kick is in the air. It's a short one, and it's hit the turf, and you can hear the coaches yelling everyone to get away.
Yeah, that was at the 44-yard line in Sydney territory. That was a short kick. Didn't go very far at all. It was reasonably high. It came down and didn't even take a Sydney bounce. It sort of went to the sideline, so there was no advance after the bounce. And everybody just said, get away, let it go. They'll start play for the Harpersville Hornets. First and 10 at the Sydney 45.
Harpersville takes a snap for a quick pass to the left side. And it's a good hit by the Sydney Warriors. I'm not sure who caught that one.
I'd have to say Andrews if I look at who it's likely to be. We'll see. John Andrews usually plays in that position over there. And I can't see even who went out of off the field. That was number 83, McMillan. I don't think McMillan caught that ball.
Harpersville with 6:25 in the remainder of the first quarter in great field position here, bringing up about second and six. Kicks a motion, man. Play fake for Dean. Dean scrambles right, buys time, throws a little lofter, and just out of reach
of Stephen Lee. That was one of those situations there. I'm gaining so much respect for Devin Dean. He comes in after a couple of years of having other people named Dean playing in front of him, and he had an awful lot to live up to. But he is showing himself to be a really heady quarterback as the season goes on. He's looked good. Third down, we'll call it about seven.
He's done a terrific job of avoiding the Sydney pass rush so far in this one. Lines up under center, takes the snap, and hands it off to Lee, who collides into three or four Sydney defenders.
Yeah, but Lee still manages to pick up a couple of yards on that one, Anthony, as he will manage to get out. We'll call it to, let's see, about the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth and still a couple of yards.
But it appears that Harpersville's offense will remain on the field for this fourth and short. Up 8-0 as the clock continues to run with 5:40 left in the first quarter. And Dean surveys the field, takes a snap, gives it a quick pitch, but there's a flag on the field as Lee takes a handoff and is brought down.
We have not seen Dylan Smith get his hands on the football so far. He's the other man We talk a lot about John Andrews as an eligible receiver, but watch out for Dylan Smith. He's going to get into this picture before long. He was split out to the near side that time, but the flag just brought everything to a standstill. And now they're finally getting around to make their decision. And
a lot of conversing going on with the officials on the field.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, the way they're lining up, I'm almost wondering if it's going to be against the Sydney Wars.
Which would not have been
my first inclination that time.
It appeared that it was a legal shift against
the Harpersville Hornets, whole huddle is moving back. So it is going to be against Harpersville. That will move the ball back. Now, let's see. Now, you make your signal first before I make any assumption. And, okay.
That's an illegal shift, and that's a 5-yard penalty, and it seemed like the refs might have actually disagreed with each other at first.
I was trying to figure out because, to me, and remember, that was going to be fourth and still about one. So they've moved it back only maybe 4 yards. So anyway, neither here nor there. Nobody's arguing over it.
Here's another flag on the next play.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that all of a sudden somebody will focus in on you and watch what you're doing. They'll spot one little thing that one player is getting off the line too fast or whatever, and now this is two in a row that amount to illegal procedure against the Harpersville Hornets. Now remember, they got the ball first and 10 in excellent field position about the 45. They're still at the 45. It's fourth and 10 now.
And due to penalties, Harpersville will elect to punt, and the ball is kicked up into the air. It's a good punt, and takes a Harpersville bounce to inside the 5. That's about the 3-yard line.
Oh, it does. So it's going to go all the way to the 3. Every Sydney Warrior was hoping that it was going to go into the end zone that time, and it just didn't happen. But the Harpersville Hornets, so far in this ballgame, have had the breaks going their way. Time and time again.
5 minutes left in the first quarter, about 5:15 to be exact, as Vibbard winds up what would be a very long drive for the Sydney Warriors. It is 8-0 Harpersville. Vibbard takes a snap from his own end zone, throws it quickly to Kozak, who has a little room up down the sideline, and gets a good game.
Yeah, he gets a good game, but he was tripped up. As he was grabbed down there, I believe that was Devin Dean who actually came over and got one hand on Kozak's ankle and just managed, because Dean was already down. And he got one hand on Kozak's ankle and just managed to trip him up. He gains about 7, perhaps even 8 on that play. But knowing the explosiveness of Kozak, it could have been a whole lot more.
And we'll have a timeout for the Harpersville Hornets, bringing up a 2nd and short after this play.
And we have 5:09 showing on the clock, period number 1 on Friday Night Football. You're listening to WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDR.
So it is homecoming at Sydney High School. A festive Friday night crowd here whooping it up. A lot of big hugs going on as various alumni are back from college to catch a game, catch up. They're seeing a dandy.
Vibbard in the gun takes a snap and hands it off over the middle to Kozak, who gets eaten up by Harpersville after picking up a first down.
Yeah, so there was one of his teammates who put his head down and just rumbled forward and opened up holes that time. It'll be enough for the first down for Kozak.
And
it is going to be another nippy night here. As everybody's decked out in shorts, but they're still going to be cold.
the Sydney Warriors look to throw. That's a completion to Tanner Shunk for a quick gain.
Yeah, it looks like as they move the yardage marker across the way, it looks like he picked up about four. He will get just high of the 20-yard line.
And Sydney continuing that hurry-up offense without huddling up and takes a quick snap over the middle again to Kozak, who's brought down viciously.
Yeah, and not only that, for a bit of a loss. The Harpersville defense read that play perfectly, and they met Kozak just about the time that he got the football, and he was stopped right there. So that moves the ball back across the 20 to about the 19, and will bring up a third down. And we're at the four-minute mark, opening quarter. Harpersville scored at 7:50. They lead this game 8-0.
Third and about seven. Vibber's going to roll out, look to throw. Nothing there. Elects to hold onto it and takes a sack.
Yeah, a couple of men coming in on him that time. It was Damian Lamoury, among others, who managed to bring him down for the Harpersville Hornets. That's one of the things that you don't see Harpersville doing is calling that individual tackle. All too often, it's two or three people who will be on the man. Kicking situation.
And here comes the punt for Sydney, and this one's a much better punt, able to get a good bounce, but Lee's going to elect to pick it up and take it out. He's got some running room, and he'll be tackled at about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, he managed to get that ball back in his own territory at about the 42. He got up to midfield. He got across to, we'll call it, the 46-yard line. And once again, the Harpersville Hornets will have the ball in quite good field position as they try to get things going. A couple of other games going on around the area tonight. Hopefully we'll have some results coming in as the game goes on between the Unitego Spartans and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. We have a flag on the play.
And that's going to be another flag against Harpersville as the ref signals a false start.
Yeah. There is something that somebody is doing, and it's that one little thing that they're doing that the officials are watching, and they're watching it quite acutely, I guess maybe is the word you want to use.
And McMillan back on the field, and that means we may anticipate a passing-type offense, and McMillan will be a wide receiver, but he'll still have heavy sets in the backfield for Dean, and Dean will take the snap, play fake. He'll roll out, avoid a sack initially, but it will eventually be brought down as he heaves up in the air. Unbelievable! Caught by Lee. As he was falling down, Dean just chucked it, and there was Lee.
Devin Dean that time had a lot of company in the backfield, and he just threw a desperation pass out there, and who is there? Dynamo Stephen Lee. He'll pick up. Actually, now it'll be a second, and we'll call it about five. But, man, that was one of those situations where you had sort of doom all over Mr. Dean, and he comes out smelling like roses.
A very hard-earned five for Harpersville as they line up for the next play. And this time it'll be a handoff to Lee, and he'll be tripped up with not much of a gain there.
But Stephen Lee just continues to look good, play after play, as a receiver, as the short gainer. It doesn't make any difference.
And that'll bring up third and five for Harpersville, who are still in the huddle.
I would like to know how the Tioga games are coming up this weekend. This weekend's going to tell us a whole lot about the shakeup of how the division, I think I said six, is going to look.
A lot of teams getting their identity as Dean looks to throw. It's a deep ball down the left sideline. Almost caught, but incomplete.
Yeah, I believe that was our good buddy Tanner Shunk who managed to bat that one away. He went high into the air, and it was just simply his leap at the right time that allowed him to bat that ball away close to the end zone. Inside the two-minute mark, 1 minute, 42 seconds.
Offensive game plan primarily around Stephen Lee for the Harpersville Hornets in this one, whether it's passing or running, but a punting situation here for the Hornets.
Devin Dean sends a man way off to the near side.
And there's the punt for Harpersville, and another good punt, but it's going to be picked up by Rutenberg, who is tackled on about the 4.
Yeah, I didn't quite gather the strategy on that run back, because, I mean, you're down inside your own 5-yard line. That was interesting, because before the ball was kicked away, Dean came in and managed to spread out the players, the player on the near sidelines. He wanted him way over, way near the sidelines, right in front of the Sydney bench.
A minute and a half left in the first quarter, and Sydney in another unfortunate field position for their next drive of this one. It is 8-0 Harpersville.
Rutenberg comes to the near sideline now, and with that we're going to be having Coach Matthews going out onto the field. It's interesting to watch the various players, because now in front of us we see Kian Shaw, who's doing a little bit of a dance as he wants to get his kicking leg warmed up just a little bit. Now he's stopped and is just looking out at the rest of the players. If we go back and think very quickly of the games that we had last week, and that set up pretty much the situation for this week. Last week, as we mentioned, it was Sydney over Oxford 46-6, and we had other nearby games, Unitego over Walton 27-6. That was a game that you heard here on WCDO. Green was shut out by Newark Valley 25-0 last week. That one, I think, surprised a whole lot of people. Shenango Forks didn't have a whole lot of trouble with Dryden. 49-12 was the score of that contest. Tioga, who is probably one of the top picks in their division, really just gave it to Cander. 45-6, as that was a very one-sided game. Deposit Hancock over the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats 26-14. We will be seeing the Bobcats coming up next week in your Friday night football game.
And we've got football. Vibbard's going to keep it, tackled for a short gain for Sydney.
Yeah, very short gain. It'll be at the line of scrimmage and about a maybe 1 yard pickup at most, and that may be a little bit on the generous side.
Matthews is electing to send in Jordan Constable on the next play, and now on comes Rutenberg.
Constable has been a pass receiver all season, and we've commented on him. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but we saw good hands out of that lad. We're inside a minute now, 55 and a clock going fast.
Vibbard handed off up the middle to Kozak. And Kozak gets a little gain for Sydney.
Yeah, he won't get to the needed yardage. He's out at about the 14-yard line. Good gain on the play, but brings up about a third, and we'll call it a long 3.
And Sydney lines up quickly in the hurry-up offense yet again. Takes a snap again over the middle. It's going to be...
Yeah. Kozak
not good. Not much.
Yeah, Kozak got to the line of scrimmage with the ball, and I think that they will put that down right at the line of scrimmage. I'm waiting to see if they're going to move it. No, they're not. We're down inside 10 seconds now, and that's going to be the end of period number 1. So it is an 8-0 ball game. The Harpersville Hornets scored with 7:50 on a Stephen Lee run. He added the PAT. 8-0 is our score. Harpersville, as we move to the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Football on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many people who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today in Sydney, 563-3533.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Now we want to remind all of the listeners along the line that this is a very interesting weekend of things around the area. If you look over in Chenango County, it happens to be Chenango County Catholic Charities in their Roots and Wings program. Happens to be having a big bash at the Chenango County Fairgrounds tomorrow. Bands, brews, and barbecue, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And Sydney's punt will bounce to about midfield after kicking it from deep inside their own zone.
Yeah, but it only gets out to about the 46, so it is one of those situations where the Harpersville Hornets will be taking over in what you have to consider rather good field position.
Harpersville has been fortunate enough to say that on their past several drives, but it's been penalties that have been keeping them off the scoreboard since their first drive.
Well, we want to welcome all of the listeners who are joining us via the internet tonight, a bunch of them.
And that's going to be a quick handoff to
Stephen Lee
yet again, who just sneaks in there for a very good gain.
Yeah, you just look for number 7, and number 7 comes out of it again and again and again. Gets about 4 yards this time, as we will call it a second down, a fair amount to go. Well, we happen to have listeners in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and all around our Tri-County area, as we have had Deposit listeners, Norwich listeners, all of them joining us via WCDOsports.com.
Devin Dean lines up under center, takes a look right and left, takes a snap, and appears that there's a fumble. Ball is on the ground.
So quick. That was so quick. Dean that time took the snap. His back was running up. He literally never lifted that ball up at all. And the ball was taken by the running back. Gains only about a yard on the play. But that was about as quick a series as we've seen, or as quick a play as we've seen by Devin Dean so far.
Bring up third and about 6 for Harpersville.
Yeah, the ball down, we'll call it the 41.5.
Devin Dean lines his teammates up. Kicks a man in motion. That's going to be Lee, and he's going to get the toss. He's going to try and get to the outside. He's running with it, and he is not going to get there.
No, he did well that time. He managed to turn the corner, and he gets all the way down inside the 42. We'll call it about the 37-yard line. It's a 4th and about 1. I want to make sure that we mention the Harpersville line from tackle to tackle. It is going to be Brad Bender, Sean Sweet, Silas Weckle, Scott Gregory, and Tyler Gates, the big men who are protecting the backs.
And after a quarterback sneak by Dean,
yeah,
it appears that Harpersville is going to have enough for the first down, as there's a big pile of bodies in the middle of the field.
Dean not only got what he needed that time, he ended up getting a couple more than he needed. And as a result, they will mark the ball down well inside the 35, down at about the 33. Harpersville Hornet ball, 1st and 10. They lead in this ball game, 8-0 in the second quarter.
Harpersville's offensive line being able to get a great push, so why not run it again? And here's a quarterback sneak for Devin Dean, and that's a gain of about 4.
I was watching John Andrews that time. They had split Andrews way out to the left side. He didn't even move. He didn't start to run, didn't do anything. He just looked over and watched Devin Dean, and the heart of that backfield just push forward so emphatically. 9:19 showing on the clock. And it's going to be a penalty against the Sydney Warriors on top of that. The ball being marked off, and it is going to be not quite enough for the first down. Not quite enough for the first down. So we'll call it a first all over again. How can that be? And about one to go. Anyway, here we go.
And under center is Dean, and he going to keep it himself and get crushed Dean.
That is reverse forward motion right there. As it is going to be Dean carrying the ball, tries to come off to the left side, and he's moved back about 6 yards. They flipped the down marker over so that it is now showing as second down. Move your head. Is it still second over there? Or
yeah.
Did they change it to third?
No, it's second. They repeated first down after the penalty on Sydney. But that'll bring up second and about six for Harpersville. And Dean's going to hold on to it, step up in the pocket, but he's going to be brought down. The ball's on the ground.
Loose ball brought down by Sydney, I'm pretty certain. Let's see.
That's Sydney football.
Yeah, 64. That's Anthony Cutting who manages to pick up the loose ball. It was interesting. I was listening to some of the cross talk here in the broadcast booth. Everybody else was trying to figure out that penalty because, remember, they ran the first down over again, but it was first and one. So that there was a 5-yard penalty, yeah, that would mean that they could run it over again, but you still don't account for the 4 extra yards in there. But all that's ancient history now.
Yeah.
We have ourselves an 8-0 ball game. Harpersville on top. They've just coughed up the football with 8 minutes, 27 seconds remaining here in period number two.
Sydney getting an exciting turnover, and on offense gives it right to Kozak, who is going to be swallowed up.
Yeah, he stopped immediately. Kozak that time got the ball in his backfield, came back up to the line of scrimmage, and was met there by a host of white uniforms. He'll gain maybe about 2 feet. You might just as well call it second and nine.
And Sydney electing to huddle up on a second and long play in the second quarter with about 7 minutes and 50 seconds left. Vibbard lines up in the gun, receivers all around him. Kicks Bissett in motion, takes a snap. It's going to be a quick pass to Kozak, and it's read beautifully by Harpersville.
Yeah, and who is that? Stephen Lee, who reads it so perfectly. If you look at the similarities of quickness of size between Kozak and Lee, it's not surprising that it is Stephen Lee who came over to make that stop. Virtually no gain on that play. We will call it third and still more than nine.
Very similar players for each member of the team. And a good catch by Vibbert on that snap. And he's going to fire it a little too high for Bissett.
It was intended down there for Brandon Bissett that time at about the 45. That ball came back high. And quite frankly, Vibbert had to reach up over his head and be able to grab that football down. He was very quick in getting it under control, and he got rid of it very quickly as well. 7:07 showing on the clock. Still about 9.5 yards to go. Fourth down.
Fourth and long. Devin Dean to return the punt that is in the air, but Dean's going to let that sail out of bounds.
Yeah. It was out of bounds at about the 36-yard line over in Harpersville territory. But still, the ball boy's still chasing that one down. So it is going to be week number two of the league season in division play. The Harpersville Hornets, 3-0 so far this season overall. Sydney, 2-1. And this, one of the crucial games of this still young season.
Harpersville trots to the line of scrimmage. And center Silas Weckel gets his hand on the ball.
And McMillan way out to the right side.
Snaps it to Dean, who's going to hand it off to Kimmel, who is pushing his way forward for a solid gain for Harpersville of about six.
Yeah. Kimmel gets up across the third 40-yard line. And game, we'll call it long six, short seven.
And this is what Harpersville likes to do, pound the football and run the clock. Control the possession of the game.
I'll tell you, these have been just about perfect days. Crisp nights, warm days, festive football weather.
A lot of movement up front as the flag is thrown onto the field. And that one looks like it might be against Sydney. And it's an encroachment on the Sydney Warriors. That'll be a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down for Harpersville.
Yep, exactly what it is. You know, talking about the weather, I don't know if up on campus you have the opportunity to see birds, but I have just been outdoors doing a lot of things, and I can't get over the hawks that I've seen. I've seen turkey vultures, just fabulous birds that are on the move.
A lot of birds of prey around this time of year, but
yep.
Lee is going to be swallowed up in the backfield.
Yeah,
I believe that was Shunk.
And by another bird of prey, that was Tanner Shunk that time, and he really did the number on him. You know, one of the things, I was up working today mowing a lawn for my brother. He has this small pond. It's about the size of the infield, okay? So it's not a big pond. And I was working on the dam area, mowing up. I finally get to the top of the dam, and I look over, and here are probably 100 Canadian geese on this little pond. Well, they humored me about so long. And then when they decide to take off, it's just a thundering thing to hear them all come up off the water at the same time. 6:03, left period number two.
Dean lines his team up and gives it to Kimmel, but this time the city defensive line is there quickly.
Yeah, but they've got him right. His forward motion is right pretty much at the line of scrimmage, so it's still going to be second at about 10. Poor Mr. Kimmel ended up back toward the 40-yard line where the line of scrimmage is the 45, but the forward progress is where they're going to stop the ball.
And 5.5 left in the second quarter, and Harpersville continuing to control the clock and the possession in this game, bringing up second and long. Dean kicks Lee in motion, takes a snap, and Lee cuts back for a counter.
Yep.
And the ball's on the ground, but right into the safe hands of a Harpersville offensive lineman.
Yeah, there will be no gain on that play whatsoever. I want to say if the ball did pop loose, it was Mason Townsend who managed to jump on the ball. But I'm tending, since they put the ball back at the original line of scrimmage, I'm tending to say that when the ball popped loose, it was already a dead ball.
Yeah, it seemed to be one of those forward progress was lost and the play was blown
well,
dead.
Well, yeah, but the ball carrier was on, had his knee down, so the play had stopped, even though the ball ended up squirting out. It was fallen out by Townsend, so heads up over Townsend, but not part of the play.
Dean lines his team up and takes the ball under center and will snap it as a play fake and a quick throw to number 26, John Andrews, for a quick first down.
Yeah, first down on that. Devin Dean just stood up, just came upright, and he had John Andrews, and that's the first time he's thrown to Andrews, maybe the second time. I think Andrews got one over on the far side earlier. But Andrews did just what he had to do. Get the first down, we'll continue.
And Andrews was the first man that Dean looked at on that play, and he didn't have to look anywhere else. This time he's going to line up in the shotgun and take the snap. And there's
play
Lee.
Again.
Oh, there it is again. Andrews again on a quick pass to
the
left
side
of the field.
He's going to be up 9, probably not 10. It looks like it's about 9.5-yard gain on that, but they've gotten down inside the 35.
Very impressive yards after catch on that play by Andrews.
Harpersville just continuing to grind it out. We are now second period of play. Harpersville on top by an 8-0 score, 3:30 remaining in the first half.
Dean lines up, takes a snap, pumps once, goes deep with it,
and
almost intercepted by Kozak. He tried to get it with one hand.
Kozak that time would have been receiving it inside his own 15. So there were mixed thoughts whether you wanted to receive that or not, but Kozak did not bring it down. He couldn't gather it into his gut. He just simply batted it down. That will mean that it's going to be third down and still little squidging less than 2 yards for the Harpersville Hornets. And now we're having a momentary timeout. I guess that we're going to have another timeout being called on the field, this one being called by the Harpersville Hornets, as the Harpersville coaches want to make sure things are going right. 3 minutes, 24 seconds remaining in this contest from Sidney, New York. The Harpersville Hornets leading it by an 8-0 score. It's Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Wakeman Construction of Sidney has been a proud supporter of high school sports for many years. Everyone at Wakeman Construction hopes our local teams have great seasons. They hope you enjoy your experience and continue to participate in team sports through your high school years. Wakeman Construction of Sidney specializes in commercial construction. They're an authorized Butler Building dealer. Best of luck to area sports teams from your friends and fans at Wakeman Construction of Sidney. Call 369-5601.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harry and Anthony back here at Alumni Field in Sidney, New York. Harpersville on top by an 8-0 score. And we have ourselves a third and about two situation with 3:24 left in the first half.
Big third down for the Hornets. And Dean is just going to keep himself on a quarterback sneak. And it appears that he had enough for the first down.
Pretty close. Dean on a quarterback sneak. The man that you're looking for that time, big number 34, Andrew Kimmel, was behind Dean, so that all of the workhorse that time was the Dean workhorse, and he got the first down. We want to give a shout-out to the folks down in Palm Coast, Florida, joining us on WCDOsports.com tonight. McMillan split out to the right side.
And Kimmel in the backfield is going to fake it to him and give it to Dean, who busts his way through for an impressive run and about a first down.
Is that Dean or is that Stephen Lee?
That's Stephen Lee.
So Stephen Lee that time explodes down the left side and gets down in, well, I was going to say inside the 15, and they're going to put the ball down right on the chalk mark. It's interesting because this team is not made up of a whole lot of seniors. Stephen Lee is a senior. Andrew Kimmel is a senior. Michael McMillan is a senior. And three, four, five players on the front line. Now look out. Out in the field, it is going to be the first time we have seen anything thrown in there to number 15, Cody Snow. Snow goes up in the air, grabs it down, but there is a flag on the play. So we will see. Mr. Snow came down very close to the 1 or 2 yard line. The discussions are going on back toward the original line of scrimmage. And it is going to be the white hat coming over and calling it against the Sidney Warriors. I'm waiting to see. They pick up the flag. And everybody's still standing down there, and they've got the football down where the football came down where Cody Smith had it. Yep, they're going to leave it right there. So as a result, it is going to be half the distance of the goal line, and it is going to be at about the one. We will call it first and goal to go.
Pass interference on the Sidney Warriors, bringing, as you said, Harry, first and goal to the Harpersville Hornets.
McMillan and Smith split right. Andrews split left.
And Dean's going to keep it, and it's going to be an entire pile of bodies prohibiting him from crossing the goal line.
I've been watching officials just waiting for hands to go up. They're saying no, that no one has put the hands up yet, but it's extremely close to the goal line. This is one of those situations where you can't blink out there because all of a sudden something is going to happen. That time, it was the pass to Cody Smith, and they haven't thrown to Cody Smith all day long, and they did it very effectively. We're inside the two-minute mark, the clock running. Harpersville leading in this ball game, 8-0 here at Sidney this evening.
Second and goal for the Harpersville Hornets. Devin Dean lines his team up inside the five, hands it off to Lee, who scoots his way in for the touchdown.
There was no doubt about that one at all. I'm certain you'll agree. Stephen Lee found the right hole. I won't say he went in untouched, but he certainly wasn't badly dented or damaged that time. That score came coming in the second period at 1:40 remaining. So we now go up to a 14-0 score. Stephen Lee doing it again.
Toughest thing for a defense against Stephen Lee is locating him before the snap. And when he's got the football, he's hard to find in those quick holes, especially with all those big bodies around him.
McMillan way off to the left side this time.
Two-point conversion attempt by Harpersville going to be devoured by Sidney. And that will leave it at 14-0. Harpersville with about a minute and 40 left in the half.
Yeah, the PAT run attempt, no good. So we have ourselves yet another score. 14-0 is the score. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So we have ourselves a very interesting ball game here. There's other games around the area tonight. It will be Bainbridge-Guilford up at Unitego Deposit Hancock playing at Unadilla Valley tonight. Cander is playing at Oxford. They're the other games that are in this particular division. And it will be the Harpersville Hornets kicking off to the Sidney Warriors. The Hornets lead in this ball game now by a 14-0 score, and here we go.
It'll be a short kick picked up by the Warriors, and the Warriors will have, he's going to spin out of it.
Whoa.
The Warriors were brought down for felt like a long run back, but only to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it was just actually meant to be sort of a short kick. It was kept very, very low. And it is going to be Sidney bringing it back to about the 31. And I never figured out who came up off the bottom of the pile that time with the football.
With about a minute and 37 seconds left, Sidney will be hopeful for a two-minute offensive drill, trying to get something on the board before the end of the half. Vibbard has receivers to his left and his right. As he takes a snap in the shotgun, drops back to pass, he's going to roll right, he's going to throw. Just overthrown for Kozak on the right sideline.
He goes for Kozak. Kozak was sandwiched in between Stephen Lee on the upfield side and Cody Smith on the downfield side. Smith was probably the man who was actually closest when all the dust settled. But just a fabulous throw in that time, by Patrick Vibbard. Stops the clock at 1:32.
Vibbard takes a snap and looks to throw yet again. Going to go right this time and just out of reach of 81, Dylan Rutenberg.
Yeah, Rutenberg was the intended receiver, but who again was going with him step by step? Number 7, Stephen Lee.
He's wreaking havoc as a running back and a defensive back in this game. It's been all about Stephen Lee.
This is homecoming night for the Sidney Warriors. They had festivities entertaining the Stars of Tomorrow in the pregame show, which you did not hear.
Vibbard looking to throw, and it's going to bounce off Bissett, for another incompletion, bringing him fourth and long.
Brandon Bissett, a 6-foot-tall, 155-pound junior, just couldn't hang on to it that time. It goes off his shoulder pads, not a bounce.
Sydney will bring out the punt team, and Hoskins will be back there to punt.
About here it
is. 24 left in the first half. Harpers will get the ball back.
And
there's the snap.
Punt.
There's the punt. And might be one of his best of the night, but it's going to be caught by Lee on the 35, who's going to reverse field and ill-advised as he's brought down hard by Rutenberg after Lee ran backwards.
I'll tell you, when you look at little Stephen Lee and then the big old Dylan Rutenberg, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, reaches down, picks him up, and then just pumps him on the top of the helmet. 1:13 remaining. Period number two, 14-0 is our score. Harry and Anthony on a Friday night from WCDO Sydney, New York. It is our pleasure to be here as we are pretty much all Friday nights and a lot of Saturday afternoons through the football season. No football on Saturday tomorrow, so you get music on FM 101 and AM 1490.
Harpersville kicks Lee in motion and then gives him the football on a carry, and he tries to cut it upfield, but he is brought down before he can do so in the backfield by Sydney.
I think that the Harpersville Hornets are going to be more than eager to just let the clock run down. They have a lead of 14 to nothing. I'm certain that they're not going to do anything terribly extravagant now because we're down to about 50 seconds. They're probably going to take all the time they can out there, let the clock run down, get a little bit of rest going into the halftime break. Stay tuned for the halftime show being brought to you by Marabito Energy Products.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Harry, as Harpersville takes their time to line up on this play and eventually takes a snap, but a flag is thrown onto the field and whistles have been blown by the officials. It's going to be a false start.
You almost want to guess that it's going to be delay of game as well as anything else that it could be. But regardless, it's going to be 5 yards, and the Harpersville Hornets know it already. I think it's going to be actually a false start, and they will move it back so that it's now going to be a second, and we'll call it 15, 16 yards. Ball down inside the 25-yard line. Talk about 25. We have 25.5 seconds remaining. Once the clock starts, you're going to see a lot of rundown. Michael McMillan split off to the near side.
And Dean is going to hand it off to, that I believe is Cody Snow.
Smith.
And he's going to be tackled quickly in the backfield.
But you're correct, Cody Snow, not Smith. If I've said Smith a couple of times, folks, I apologize on that. Now, I dare say that they're not even going to try to get another play off. It is going to be 6-5-4, and with that, we will come to the end of the first half of this ball game, 14-0, as Harpersville wants to show that it is worthy of claiming the top position, along probably with Tioga and certainly Sydney here in Division 6 of the Southern Tier Athletic Conference, Section 4 if you prefer. We'll be back with a more complete rundown of what has been happening here and get things ready to go for the second half coming up shortly. You're listening to Friday Night Football on WCDO.